I uncovered this treasure. It's a story told simply and filled with important moments. It's a story of a Bethlehem night when God gave us his best gift, Jesus, born in a village stable to a young mother in very odd circumstances. But wait, there's myrrh.
What we do with Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Let's call our time together manger moments. We can hear the words, see the movie, read the Gospels, and still miss Jesus. This Christmas, we won't miss Jesus. But wait, there's myrrh.
Why do we say, but wait, there's myrrh? God is always thinking ahead. Each gift given to Jesus has a purpose. Myrrh was a warning that there will be much more to learn about Jesus during his time on earth. Myrrh represents tears, death, and comforting mourners. It is a hint of adventures to come. But wait, there's myrrh.
The night God came to Bethlehem, a priceless treasure came quietly and the world would never be the same. But wait, there's myrrh.
Special night in this stable. Do you know what a baby boy? Do you know that a baby boy was born here? It's Jesus. Hurry, children. Our job is to get all the animals safely into the stable. They are hungry and tired. We should sing a fun stable song to our animal friends. And while we are there, we must meet baby Jesus.
Paul wrote, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons."
Jesus was born when Roman invaders ruled Israel. Life was humble and hard. People lived in poverty because of unfair tax. Village homes were dark and small. Food was scarce. Living in a faithful Jewish religious life was an oppressive laws and challenging.
God could have waited for a printing press, radio, televisions, movies, and computer to announce his arrival in a really big fireworks way. No one expected the Messiah that night. They should have. It's not like God didn't give them a heads up. Isaiah 9:6-7, 500 years ago before, said, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
There was great excitement that their Messiah would come, eventually. Roman rule that was hard and cruel made Israel hungry for their Messiah. After all, God promises people a helper.
The people wanted a flashy Messiah, a king with a mean streak, a ruler who would kick the Romans out of their fancy sandals, shiny uniforms, and money-grabbing ways.
They wanted God to seal Israel as a nation ruled by the God of creation. They wanted a Messiah right now, but God had a different plan, a quiet plan, a plan that included a baby.
Yes, God reminded his people of Isaiah's prophecy, "I am going to send my son at just the right time. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." But wait, there's myrrh.
I am a shepherd.
You're a shepherd? Me too.
All God's children are shepherds.
And there are angels surrounding us.
Even our sheep were quiet to hear the angels singing.
We came to the manger right away.
For unto us is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
The shepherds of Bethlehem are not really glamorous. They are easy to take for granted. They're not interesting, exotic wizards from a distant land. They are not powerful kings or evil rulers. They are ordinary working folks. Sure, they claim to see a choir of singing angels, but that is their only claim to fame, right? The shepherds are a connection from Old Testament to New Testament to today. So when we hear one of the shepherds saying, "Let us go into Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place," we are still hearing the original shepherds retelling their story again and again. The Messiah has come. We saw him with our own eyes.
Traveling alone. Bad idea. This old map is ripped. It shows some roads. There's a small path through Bethlehem and then on to Jerusalem. Watch out for Roman soldiers. They are everywhere these days, especially since people are traveling for the Roman census. Who cares how many people? Only those who want us to pay more taxes.
Those Roman military guys treat my people like dogs, but their Roman roads help me travel. Finally, straight paths, strong enough for carts, animals, and people. I met three kings in a caravan of camels from eastern lands. They said they saw a message about a new king in the stars. Ha! Crazy people.
A baby boy was just born in a Bethlehem stable. Bethlehem children are singing to the baby, and shepherds tell their story of angels on a hillside and a beautiful angel choir. Yes, God had a quiet plan for Messiah when the fullness of time had come. But wait, there's myrrh.
God sends hints that people in Bethlehem begin to understand. This is an amazing night, a night that no one will forget. God's gift is a savior to the world. His celebration is more than candles on a cake. He fills the sky with angels. They glow, they speak, they sing. Angels are a wonderful part of Jesus' story. We may meet a few sparkling angels.
Back in Bethlehem, things are hopping. Mary and Joseph finish their long trip to sign Joseph's name in the Roman census. How difficult that journey must have been. To add to their challenges, they had no place to stay. The baby was kicking. Mary knew the time had come for Jesus to be born. Behind one of the wooden doors had to be a small spot for them. They didn't lose hope.
Joseph knocked, and an overworked, clueless innkeeper opened the door. His servants wished they had 10 more spots for paying guests. Every corner was filled with snoring guests. What will this innkeeper do after he opens the door?
First, let's peek at what heaven's angels may have looked like on the shepherd's Bethlehem hillside. Imagine their shepherd's fear and excitement all at the same time. Imagine bright angels all around you, lighting the sky and singing the best choir ever created.
Then in this very special manger moment, we meet the tender-hearted innkeeper and his exhausted servants who open his humble private stable, knowing it is not the best guest room in his house. He gave all that he had. But wait, there's myrrh.
The Christmas angel comes your way to tell you of this special day.
And comes to earth from heaven above to bring a message of peace and love.
One night 2,000 years ago, a star bathes earth in heaven's glow.
The shepherds heard the angel's call for peace on earth, goodwill to all.
The Holy Spirit still imparts this message to all faithful hearts to bless you and your loved ones dear, day after day throughout the year.
We have to check on the young couple in the stable. I haven't seen them since they arrived.
There they are, but what's different?
It's a baby. They had a baby in our stable.
More work. Let's see what has to be done.
Wait, be quiet. Never awake a sleeping baby. Let's just look for now.
Shalom, I hope your accommodations are comfortable. Oh, never mind. Of course your accommodations are not comfortable. I'm sorry. I wish I had given you a better place to rest and have your baby.
Please, sir, don't be upset. You gave us all you had. It was a very creative idea to loan them the stable. It had fresh hay, a warm manger, and no people.
You could have turned them away. I would have.
No, you wouldn't. I saw you standing in the doorway when the baby was born. You had a tender heart.
When your husband told me your situation, I saw great fear in his eyes. I didn't have one single room to offer him. Even my own bed is taken by a traveler.
But wait, there's myrrh. We interrupt this manger moment to focus on a weary innkeeper. This is the time of year where he should be making money. He is probably regretting his decision to put off adding extra guest rooms to his home.
Along come two young travelers. They are dusty, dirty, hungry, and what's worse, the young woman is having a baby. There's every reason to say, move along, like the other innkeepers in Bethlehem. Joseph had heard, there's no room at the inn, many times.
And yet, there is something about these two travelers. Maybe it's the desperation in their eyes. Maybe it's the thought of a baby being born in the street. Maybe it's the memory of his own children being born in comfort. Maybe it was knowing Joseph was a hometown boy. Whatever it was, in that moment, the man made a decision that has lasted through the ages, and we will never know his name.
He said, yes, I will offer what I have. It is only an animal stable, but it is quiet and private. Go there, and I will bring food and water. Their eyes changed from fear to gratitude. The innkeeper had the ability to think and live beyond the know. He didn't let limitations stop him. He thought of creative options.
It's time to pause and thank God. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you for Christmas and for thinking beyond the know. Please forgive our no way thinking. Help us trust you. Your words say nothing is impossible with God. That night, the impossible became possible. A tiny inn's only possibility, a stable with a manger. Amen.
Baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you your baby boy will give sight to the blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear.
Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I
But wait, there's myrrh. Really, myrrh. I know, you have been waiting for this. You know what myrrh is, don't you? There really was a gift of myrrh given to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. God never leaves out a detail.
The word myrrh means bitter. It is a perfume, incense, and medicine from a small thorny tree. Remember the thorns on Jesus' brow, the mixture of vinegar and myrrh at the cross, Mark 15, verse 23? Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea brought a 100-pound mixture of myrrh and aloes to wrap Jesus' body. It was their honor.
Before that day, wise men, magi from the east, brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to a child and his family in Bethlehem. They prepared their gifts, followed a bright star, and never thought of turning back until they met the King of Kings. Their journey even included running away from a clever, evil ruler in Jerusalem. Truly wise men.
Did the wise men remember it well? Let's have a manger moment with the wise men and their traveling troop long after their return home from the far east. The magi are old men now, but they still have that spark of heavenly adventure in them. Shh, they are coming.
Magi, sit here and rest. We are ready to hear your adventures in the land to the far west.
I need to rest my bones. My glory days as a king are far behind me, but my adventure memories are strong.
Oh, wise king, do you remember the days of travel as well?
My brain is a little foggy. I think I remember most of it. It was quite an adventure. There was a star involved.
And you, sir, do you remember being with these two in the camel caravan?
I don't remember a thing. I slept most of the way. Remind me, where did we go? Why did we go? When did we leave? How did I get here?
You'll remember soon enough. You hold a special place in history, even more than being wise or being kings from the east. God of creation sent you on your journey with only a star to guide you and royal gifts for a baby king you didn't know. You have gifts to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
We saw a star. Amazing sight.
We saw his star. I thought it was a light.
You saw a star. It shone that night.
Oh, that's right. It was big and bright.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
We knew his star led to the king.
I kind of doubt your crazy thing.
I told you what was in my heart.
I felt the same. He was king from the start.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
The desert trip was long and hard.
Our camel's feet stayed firm and strong.
We followed his star across desert sand.
We were a group, a merry band.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
First stop, Jerusalem, the nation city.
That sly, clever ruler was not that witty.
He tried to make us spill the beans.
To kill the king, boy, he was mean.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
We found the child in Bethlehem.
Meek and mild.
That's what they say.
We gave our gifts without delay.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
Golden myrrh and frankincense.
Those are costly gifts, no coincidence.
Gold for the king, frankincense to worship.
And myrrh for death to complete our trip.
Our magi story had its day. We went home a different way. A Jerusalem ruler held no sway. The baby king would be okay.
The star of Bethlehem was a miracle. It shined across the earth. It was lyrical. Back to the east, we traveled with pride. Our adventure complete, we were still dignified.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. Am I getting old? Because then I was bold. My memory may fail with story and tale, but God's truth is firmly in my mind. The King of Kings came for all mankind. My memories may blur. My friends, I confer. I think they agree, but wait, there's myrrh.
But wait, there's myrrh. What more can there possibly be? Our manger moments began on a Bethlehem hillside with stars that were more than stars. They were angels, the morning stars of heaven. The excitement of everyday shepherds was real. They left their sheep and ran to the village. They found Mary and Joseph and the swaddled baby lying in a manger. Now that is a manger moment.
But wait. More manger moments as Joseph and Mary are faced with an impossible situation. Finding a quiet, private place to have a baby, a palace, a wealthy home, a guest room in an inn? No. A tender-hearted, overworked innkeeper said yes and offered all he had, a stable, but it had a manger, the perfect baby bed. And that is exactly where Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, Savior of the world, was born.
But wait, more manger moments came when wise men, kings of the east, magi, searched for the Christ child. They followed the light of an amazing star. They asked King Herod where he was. Where is he who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Oops, not happy news for a jealous, raging king. It was no accident that they ended up in Bethlehem.
But wait. More manger moments when they found the baby Jesus and bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasure and presented him with treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
But wait, Jesus grew, preached, performed miracles, and went to the cross. The stories shepherds, angels, wise men, innkeepers, Mary, Joseph, and so many more told when they got old and sat around campfires changed lives.
But wait, manger moments are still here today, right in this room. We still run to Bethlehem with the shepherds. We still peek into the manger to see the baby with the innkeeper. We still give our gifts like the wise men and worship the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Jesus was born as God's master plan of redemption for sin.
But wait, God's plan was always more. Jesus' birth is a whole lot more than a manger moment. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection shows us how much God loves us and gives us forgiveness and grace.
But wait, there's more. Won't it be amazing to find out what comes next? Merry Christmas.
Thank you. solve it.
Well, thank you so much for telling us the story of Jesus' birth. And there is so much that you shared with us. But do you think there's myrrh? Yeah, I think there's myrrh still. But let's first pray before we kind of take a look at a scripture passage that we've been hearing all morning long. So Lord, thank you. Thank you that we can be here this morning and for the children and youth who have told the story of the coming of your son Jesus. Lord, we've been able to hear the story. We've been able to sing praises. We've been able to give and talk to you. And now we get to dig even more into your word. Lord, we pray that this may all shape us more and more into the people you call us to be. Lord, I pray that the words which will be spoken next, Lord, may they be your words and not mine. Amen. So it was really special this morning. I know that a lot of your grandmas and grandpas and mums and dads and family from a long way away, some of them are even watching online just to hear the story that you told this morning. And that was pretty cool. It was really, really neat. You did an amazing job. And you kept saying, but there's myrrh. Well, and you know what? That's right. You see, in the Bible, Jesus was called by a whole lot of different names, and they all give us a picture of who Jesus is. And there's a prophet hundreds of years earlier that talked about Jesus and gave him four different names, but we're going to really focus on one of them. So this is what the prophet Isaiah told us. So for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. And the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. Remember in the play where the storyteller was telling us that Israel was waiting for a flashy Messiah, a king with a mean streak who would throw all those Romans out of Israel? Well, Isaiah tells us that the baby is royalty, but he's going to be called a Prince of Peace instead of being a mean king. The angels praise God when Jesus was born, and Do you remember what the angel said that was going to come? Do any of you remember? Well, the angels, while they said or sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. The angels remind us that Jesus is all about peace with God and peace on earth. And what does peace mean? What do you guys think peace means? Or girls, what do you think peace means? Do you have any idea what the angels thought about when they said peace? What do you think? Oh, right behind me? Okay.
I think peace feels like happiness.
Okay, that is a really good answer. Yeah, I really like your definition. And I think you're on the right track. I think you're not only on the right track, I think that you got it really, really good. I think great answer for that. A pastor that I know, I met him years ago, he writes that, you know what, peace means peace and quiet. It's like being with friends. It's like being with family. And peace means a lack of conflict, that there's no fighting. Yeah, I know, sometimes with brothers and sisters, it's hard not to fight. But you know that there's fighting that's going on all over the place, all over the world right now as well. And peace means that, you know, the fighting kind of stops. And that's something that we do all hope for. Jesus comes to fight for peace. Doesn't that sound kind of funny that Jesus comes to fight for peace as the Prince of Peace? But he comes to fight against, you know, all the mean stuff, all the fighting, against all the hurt and all the brokenness that's kind of inside of us. Peace is more than just not fighting. It's about people living together and helping each other out all the time. It's about being people who encourage each other and who don't tell unkind or mean stories about each other. Peace means always being kind to others so that they can know how much we care about them. But even more importantly, how much that Jesus cares about them. Nowadays, we see lots of people who talk about other people and they say mean things, and we call that gossip. And it seems like they like saying mean things about other people and how they aren't very good at something. You know, and then when the people hear that somebody has been saying mean things about them, how do you think it makes them feel inside? Well, I know if somebody says something mean about me and I hear it and they don't tell me straight to my face, it makes me feel really bad inside. It makes me feel really sad. Sometimes it makes me feel angry as well. And then Jesus, he says, you know, when you do those things, you're not creating peace. You're creating something else instead. Peace is about, it's about saying, hey, you know what? You are somebody special to Jesus. Or the person that we're talking about is really special to Jesus as well. And it's about saying good things about others, about encouraging others and making them feel good so that people can say, hey, you know what? Life is good because we know who Jesus is. In Jesus' world of peace, people will talk about each other, but they'll talk about all the things that other people are good at and what they did really, really well in helping others feel peace inside. You know, and that's kind of an exciting place to live, in a place where you know that somebody might be talking about you, but you know that they'll be saying good things about you. They'll be saying nice things about you. And that they'll be really happy for us when things are going well. And that when we make a mistake, they'll feel sorry for us and they'll encourage us and help us to do better next time. But wait, there's myrrh. I heard that a number of times this morning. But Jesus also comes to bring peace between us and God by washing away our sins so that we can be children of God, part of God's family with Jesus. And you know that baby that was in the manger? The baby that grew up and he told everybody about who God the Father was and said that we're God's children as well? The child that is now sitting on a throne in heaven? Well, that's Jesus, and he's our older brother. And that's kind of neat, meaning that we're in the family of God and that Jesus is our older brother. And Jesus is so dedicated to making peace between God and us that he even died so we can have peace with God our Father. We never have to be afraid of God our Father. And this is why Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah tells us that the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And that's the good news of Christmas, that love really did come down. And Jesus is so excited about bringing us peace inside and peace between people. And Jesus' zeal for us, which means that he's super excited. And that he's making us his brothers and sisters in God's family. He's so excited because he wants us to know how much God our Father loves us. How you're loved by the God of the galaxies through Prince Jesus. And as the Prince of Peace, Jesus has all the power that he needs to create a world of peace and harmony where we're all able to flourish together. And that's why the angels and all the people throughout history are able to say, Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Amen. So let's just pray and give thanks for Jesus as our Prince of Peace. And then we're going to have an announcement about something special coming up. And then we're going to have a final blessing. So let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending the Prince of Peace, Jesus, your Son, Jesus, our brother. And thank you that he comes to bring peace in our hearts and peace between each other. so that we might know and get a glimpse of what your kingdom is like. And we look forward to the day when there will be peace all over the world, all through creation, and that's what we'll experience inside of ourselves and with each other. Lord, thank you. Amen.